Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. On a Friday here in New York City. Where'd the sun go, Bart Scott?
Did you see how quickly that happened, too, son?
You got like 2 days of it, and then it gone.
The sun was out when I went to work. Now it's looking gray out there. So nah, we got rain coming?
No, I don't. I got to check now. Jake, we got rain coming today? I don't think so. I think it's just cloudy today.
Yeah, I think you're looking at screen three?
It's just cloudy. That's all. Screen one is where we watch the weather. Okay, yeah, but only I can. You keep your eyes off.
Listen,
it's screen three. I count left to right. I count right to left. You count left to right.
Well, screen one on my side, left to right. It's screen four if you're going right to left, and you keep your eyes to yourself. You understand?
I like my screen.
I know you do. And you keep it right there. And we'll keep it with the calls. 800-919-3776. We're kind of going full buffet today as I'm looking at the call screen, and I can just see we're all over the place. So we'll just bounce around, shall we? Because there's a lot of Nick calls, but there's also some Jets calls. So we really should bring up the Jets because, Bart, and before we grab the calls here, I need to know. Keenan Allen is going to the Bears. Yep. Hollywood Brown is going to the Chiefs.
Yep.
Corey Davis is looking to be reinstated. And now it says he was going to retire, and now he wants to be reinstated. The Jets are going to do it, and the Jets intend to try to sign him again. Is Corey Davis the answer at wide receiver too? Because it looks like, I mean, Keenan Allen, you're not getting him. You're not getting Hollywood Brown. You're not getting Calvin Ridley. You're probably not getting Davante Adams. What are we doing?
I mean, listen, Keenan Allen, fourth-round draft pick. I'm sure the Jets would have definitely offered that fourth-round draft pick.
Yes, of course you would.
But he also has a $20 million cap number, and he's 32 years old, and his contract's over, so you're basically doing it for 1 year, which if you got Davante Adams, it would be, I think, $17 million a year. So maybe that's just a little bit too rich for their blood. See, the Chicago Bears could absorb that because they know that they're going to have a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. So the Jets have to be somewhat responsible when they consider what type. Now, Hollywood Brown, 1 year, $11 million, that would have been perfect. People would have said that's not enough, but he's only like 25, 27 years old.
Well, there's that money that Patrick Mahomes restructured and opened up cap space. I mean, that pretty much brought in Hollywood Brown. And he probably would prefer to go to the defending champs than he would – you know, to New York, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course, he's trying to reset his market, right?
Yep.
So that was tough. So Mike Williams, maybe, but I don't know what Mike Williams thinks he's going to get or expects to get. And it's always somebody out there that will outbid you, and the Jets can be outbid. They couldn't be outbid last year because they had more money, but this year, Aaron Rodgers' contract is a real cap number now. Right, last year I think his cap number was like $1 million or something stupid like that. This year it's a real number. So, I mean, Corey Davis coming back is a guy that they believe in. You know, I'm not gonna get into the reasons because it's not clear why he retired in the first place.
Yeah,
they're trying to move on from Alan Lazard, which probably means that they're trying to, you know, get $11 million off those books. But I think it's going to be hard-pressed. They probably have to trade him and give up a first. It's like a swap, you know what I mean? Ugh. Like to make it seem like it was give him away. It has to be like a Alan Lazard, and the team that takes him gets a four, and the Jets get a seven in return. You'd be like, damn, well, what did they get? Like, yeah. Man, don't worry about it. They got his ass out the building.
Yeah, what they got was cap space and cap relief and got him out. Right. Yeah, that's, again.
But just you got Mike Williams still there. You still got Tyler Boyd. Still got Hunter Renfrew.
T. Higgins still looking to be traded. I mean, there's names.
They're not
going to
get
there.
T. Higgins. They can't afford that.
I'm just telling you what names are there to be got. And the problem is that it's like they're going to other teams right now. And if you're a Jets fan, you're just sitting and waiting and saying, when are they going to make this move? When are they going to get that piece? There's two pieces we know they need. And when are they going to get them?
But they got Jadeveon Clowney in there. They need a backup. Pass rusher.
All right, well, go back to the calls, 800-919-3776. That's what Anthony in Harlem wants to talk to you about, Anthony.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
I'm very intrigued by Mike Williams, Bart, maybe on like an incentive-laden deal or something, but my question is, you know, with this franchise is you're going to host Jadeveon Clowney for a visit, who's probably going to get like $9 or $10 million as a situational pass rusher. it's just kind of puzzling when there's options on the wide receiver market, and you're going to spend $10 million in cap on a guy who's not going to play every down when you drafted this kid McDonald in the first round. Like, you tell him, yeah, McDonald, and it's your time with J.J. Go rush the passer.
Yeah, but also he has to play the run, and he hasn't developed to that yet. Just like Huff didn't play every down, right? Huff was a guy who played partially, and they didn't believe that he can play every down. That's why they let him walk, like, because he wore down, right? He's a smaller guy. So you, in this system, you got to have guys that you can rotate in and out. That's why they had to go out and go get Fotu. That's why they had to go out and get Kinlaw, because they got to have depth, because guys break down. You can't be one Al's Woods, injury away from being able to stop the run. They rotate guys. You have to have three passers. They thought Denzel Smart was going to come in and be like the next Franklin Myers. Clemens. He has to take the next step. You know, he's want to walk up and show up to camp with the bat and be a badass. But when you allow to actually hit people and put pads on, you got to be a badass with that too. So they've replaced everybody that they lost. And listen, remember, the draft is super deep. I did the Jets free agency show, and I was with Connor Rogers and Connor Hughes yesterday. And, like, it's some gems in the third round. So you may be able to, if you get bringing back Corey Davis, remember, he was a former, number one, you thought he was going to be your number one receiver. And if you can get him back on a cheaper deal that he wasn't willing to take last year to come in, then you don't have to have the big upgrade or the big splash at wide receiver, because he played number two to Batman to A.J. Brown and did it at a high level.
I'm just waiting for something. That's where I'm at with this. I'm waiting for something.
You're going to be waiting for a while, though.
But hopefully you didn't wait too long. That's all I'm saying. We know the needs are there. All right, 800-919-3776. A lot of Knicks calls to get to. Ron in Westchester. Ron.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I wanted to get to something that was mentioned before in the show, and it was talked about with LeBron, the hypothetical with these aging superstars who all of a sudden have a admiration of the Knicks, and I am absolutely disgusted. Maybe I'm spiteful, maybe it's short-sighted of me, but I hope I'm not in the anomaly or the minority of Knicks fans out there that rather go our lifetime without a championship than these folks who, we're the same city we were when we were terrible as a basketball team. And in fact, I would argue that we were more gritty because we stuck with them. And that these folks never had the fortitude to come to New York. Bart, you played for New York, right? You know what it is to be a New York professional athlete and what that comes with. And these folks who joined super teams, who won their rings the easy way, all of a sudden want to come to New York and bask in the glory and reap the benefits of being a superstar, or in this case, an aging one. And one more thing I wanted to mention. And I got to keep my voice because I'm going to the game tonight. I actually got floor seats through a buddy of mine, so very excited. Should be a good environment. UConn game. Well, both of them. Anyway, nice. Tracy McGrady, Steve Francis, these aging superstars that we brought in at the end of their career, McDice, thinking that these are going to be the saviors, and that it just doesn't work. The formula doesn't work. I don't want it.
But Kevin Durant is still playing at an elite level, like not just a good level. Those are diminishing stars.
Let me also just anybody that's listening so you don't misunderstand. And Ron, Tracy McGrady was brought in for a salary dump. He played the last, 15 games of the season before he retired. That was a salary dump. They acquired him as a salary dump. That's what that was.
What's your feedback on
that wasn't, they weren't trying to make him a star. They just traded for him because it was – a salary dump. If Steve Francis was not a good deal. That was Isaiah. That was not a good trade. We all acknowledge that. McDice was a trade for a player in his prime who ended up getting hurt. He was coming off an injury. That was a risky move, and it failed.
How about the first point?
I got to be honest with you. When you look around the NBA, you see this everywhere, a team that is built and starts to develop something, and then okay, what's that final piece that puts you over the top? It's that star. And if you can't draft that star, the guy that the highest level of the highest level player. Kawhi Leonard went to the Raptors. Was that a bad deal for the Raptors? They had him for one season. How'd that work
out? Yeah, but Kawhi never passed up on the Raptors like LeBron did, like KD did, like Kyrie did.
Oh, so you're going to take it personal. Right. So you're just taking it personal. So,
you weren't attractive.
Back the Knicks, then they didn't want the us. Now like we're that, hot and they're all on us, right?
The Knicks are like the fat girl that went and got a BBL and started going to the gym and got her confidence up. And now the guys are looking at it like, oh,
no,
I hit that.
You know, the Knicks, have you ever seen the movie? Have you ever seen the Jack Black movie Shallow Hal?
Yeah, I love Shallow Hal. I got a tail right now, Alan.
I know you do. The Knicks are that where, you know, Hal finally like sees the beauty for what it is rather than the superficial, right? And that's sort of this story. And I think you have to understand that, you also have to remove yourself from saying how you felt bad that they felt that way. When you take it from an aerial view, you just go up in the helicopter and look down, you would have seen the Knicks in 2019 and said,
I ain't dealing with that.
That team wasn't ready for anything right now. Right? And you know what happens when a star player goes, like 2010, if LeBron comes to New York, star player comes to New York, the cupboard was bare. That all the pressure would have been on LeBron. And if he loses, look at Carmelo. It would have been like, it's all your fault. You're not good enough. You're not a champion. So I understood it. KD was the same thing. KD's like, wait a minute. It's going to be all on me. There's nothing here. And I'm going to take all this negativity. And he's come. Remember, he was going to miss a full year off of that Achilles. You had to accept that too. And so instead, what does he do? He tethers himself to the other star who said, no, I don't want to go to the Knicks. It was Kyrie who said, "Not, don't go to the Knicks." Kyrie talked him into going to the Nets. That's the story. So, you know, Ron, look, I appreciate you, man, but I don't think feeling jilted and jaded about that stuff is the right attitude. What you got to look at it as Jalen Brunson and what he's been able to do and some of these other guys and what they've been able to do deserve a chance to play for a championship like they did in college. How do you do that? By giving them the best possible group of players that you can get to put you at that level. How do you get to the level of the Celtics? You have a core right now that's pretty special. Right? Like that's how you got to look at it mentally. David
and
Newark.
The Celtics had a core, and they said, you know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they blew it up.
Marcus Smart, I got to let you go. Yeah. Grant Williams, got to let you go.
Yeah.
We got to get better. And they got in Porzingis, and they got Holiday.
And now look at them. They're 30-3 at home this year. What's up, David?
What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm not even a Knicks fan, and my God, I wish I was because they're the most fun thing going on right now. So I have a similar opinion as the last gentleman who called. I'm just not coming from a place of spite the way he was. Okay. But I'm looking at where the Nets were, you know, 5 or so years ago, where they had a coach who was getting a lot out of his role players, and there was a supposed culture change, if you want to change that, or at least just a culture change towards winning. You know, and they went out and they got a superstar or two or three. And look, maybe the difference is that they went overboard and got rid of everybody when they went and got Harden. I don't think – I'm not questioning how much Durant has left one bit. I'm not sure he's necessarily the superstar that you bring in once a city and a team is ready and a desirable spot for a superstar. I'd even put LeBron ahead of him because I think LeBron knows what it takes to win the title in a way that Durant does.
LeBron's four years older. That's a big difference. LeBron's 4 years older. And KD can dominate without having to exude a lot of physical exertion because he's a guy that's a deadly shooter. LeBron is getting his. He got to go to the basket, physicality and stuff. Like, I think Kevin Durant's game is going to age a lot better than LeBron's.
Do you think he comes in and doesn't want to change the coach and doesn't want to change half the personnel?
Man, no, because that's not KD. Nobody.
Yeah, remember, the stuff in Brooklyn.
He's the general manager.
Now, David, are you a Nets fan?
I was a Jersey Nets fan who did not follow him out to Brooklyn. I have no vested interest in anybody.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Well, I wish I could be a Knicks fan. I can't jump on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, you can. You can. But that's your choice. I'm just saying that because what happened in Brooklyn – wasn't Kevin Durant saying, get rid of – can you do me a favor? Turn down the radio. Just turn down the radio. Turn down the radio. It wasn't Kevin Durant who said, I want Kenny Atkinson out. It wasn't him that was complaining about the talent. That's all Kyrie. that everything that happened there was all Kyrie. Kevin Durant was a bystander. That's been the criticism of him as a superstar, is that Kevin Durant doesn't do what superstars does, which is take over and this is my franchise. He was a wallflower, and Kyrie was the one that was disruptive. They tried to get Harden, which was something that KD wanted, and obviously it didn't work. Why? Harden, if you ask James Harden, it wasn't KD that was the problem. It was the fact that Kyrie was never playing, never available, and then when they did have practices, when he actually would show up to practice, Harden was furious, he was disgusted with it, the whole thing. He hated the fact that they were the number two team in the city, even though they had all three stars. And Harden just wanted out. He couldn't take it anymore. So a lot of it stemmed from Kyrie, not Kevin Durant. I don't think Kevin Durant comes to this situation and disrupts it. I think he looks around just like he did to Golden State and goes, they got something special here. I know how I can fit in. I know I can help us.
He let Jalen Brunson be Jalen Brunson.
Well, he already called him a future Hall of Famer.
Leader.
Like, you could tell he respects Brunson. He calls him a future Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And he already said that his dad, his agent, they all wanted him to sign with the Knicks, but he went to the Nets because, again, Kyrie was going there. It was a much easier place for him to go to not have that supporting cast of another star, and the Knicks had nothing. They didn't have a roster of anything on it, if you remember. So, look, this is all hypothetical, but I love talking about it because the more I watch the Suns, watch them lose last night to the Celtics, the more I watch the Suns, the more I wonder – can they really just keep that together and pay triple luxury tax with those three guys when you have no bench? And honestly, the Suns have stars, but are they a championship contender? They are not. They're not. So what do they have to do and what decisions do they make there? It's something that I would keep an eye on. That's all I'm saying. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Andrew in Long Beach. Andrew.
Hey, fellas. How's it going today?
Good.
Great. Yeah, so like you said, Alan, seems like St. John solidified a tournament berth with a big win over a tough seed in the whole team yesterday.
Yep.
Danish Jenkins has emerged as one of the top guards in the Big East. Joel Soriano had a very good 14.12 rebound outing.
Double,
and they
double.
Just have a lot of different contributors right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan, next time you're at MSG, I just want you to remember this. St. John's basketball is back. Because Rick Pitino's walking through that door. Let's go.
Rick Pitino is walking through that door. I love it. That's the famous thing that he said when he was at the Celtics. You remember Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
Yeah, not walking dead.
Yeah, but I think for the program, this is great. I'm glad you and I were all over this last year about how this is the obvious choice to make, and it has paid off within a year. That's good to see. And I'm curious to see, recruiting-wise, this summer – how they take it to another level and see if they can. I would love to see it.
You know who I would love to see them invite to the game as a special guest to kind of commemorate the fact that St. John's is back?
Who?
Daryl. Bring back Daryl from Coming to America. Yeah, man. I like how I would have helped you, but I was holding some hot coffee in my hand.
With the soul glow?
I want him to wear the same satchel.
Actually, it would be hilarious.
Satchel. I want him to wear the same satchel.
If there was a way they could get Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy, Daryl.
Still
like, what was his name?
The wife is still there. Lisa's still there.
If you got them all to go to a
John
game.
John Amos.
How hilarious would that be?
You know what's crazy? Daryl's now on that show BMF.
Yeah.
He's on BMF?
Yeah.
He's the dad.
What's his name?
That's
is it Eric?
Funny.
Right? His name is Eric something?
No, Eric LaSalle. That's not Daryl, man.
Wait.
Isn't
who
it?
Who are we talking about?
Eric LaSalle ain't – I don't remember him at BMF.
What?
That's Eric LaSalle.
That's what I said.
He's from the stories. He's from General Hospital, something like that. You're saying Eric LaSalle is on BMF, Jake? That's somebody else. That's not
him. Not Eric LaSalle, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
so
not
you're thinking
yeah,
of somebody
I'm about
else?
To say, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not him. Okay. I know they both got them big-ass lips, but that's not him. Eric LaSalle, a little bit more light bread.
Eric LaSalle, yeah. Well – like I said, if they could figure out a way to get all those guys together, that'd be hilarious to do. David's in Connecticut. What's up, David? We've got a lot of calls.
Hey, you got to let that soul glow.
Yes.
I just want to give a shout out.
The king of soul glow works a day in his life. He can buy her anything.
How funny was it when they got off the couch and the stains on it?
The stains are on
that was my couch. That's my grandma had that plastic on it, baby.
I just want to give a shout out to Tiptoe Tom Thibodeau. It's fun when a plan comes to fruition. He's got these hardcore players. Even when we were losing guys left and right, man, who knew Hart was the best rebounder in the league?
he it's what he's getting out of his players. But I also think it's important that the players understand, like, how he is. Like, when you have a coach that's demanding, you have to have players who can play for a coach that's demanding.
They buy into that.
You know what I mean? Like it's either they want it, they grew up with it, and they like it. Like, whatever it is, they need it, they understand it. You hear how they talk about him. They joke with him. I mean, the thing that Hart did the other night about Thomas Thibodeau took me out of the game. Like, you could just tell that there's a good vibe and an understanding.
Out, which I love. He's growing them bangs out. We need that. We need Tom Thibodeau with the bangs. Not only that, man, I'm loving when we get all these guys back. I mean, Julius, that's it. Once Julius hits the floor.
That's a big one. That one, David, and thanks for the call. That's the one. I think that's the biggest question mark of all is when he comes back, or, you know, and I think it'll be after this trip. I don't think it's not going to be during this trip, but how much can he do, and can he handle it the first time he gets hit? Because it could be like Bart, he could come back for one game and then say, nope, can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, it really could. Like, it could happen that he practices full contact one time and says, yeah, no, we can't do this. That's very possible.
Yeah.
So we won't know, but it changes everything. That's why I said, like, this season can't be that season where you have you can't have these ridiculous expectations. We did in January because everybody's healthy. But that injury to Randle, which was the freak injury because Jaime Jaquez tried to take a charge on something he should have never taken a charge on, and Randle had to brace himself. You think about it. If that injury is the thing that would derail what could have been a season where you say, you know what, I think they can get to the conference finals. You know what, I think they might be able to even knock off the Celtics. But that now is off the table if Julius Randle cannot return to form, and it would ask a lot for him to return to 25-10-5. But that's what you're dealing with right now. Let's see. Let's take Gil in Brooklyn. Gil.
What's going on, guys? How's everything?
Good.
Well, basically, what I'm trying to find out right now is how long these guys are going to be on demand, because the way the thing is set up right now, they can get there, and I still believe they can get to the conference final if these guys are healthy. I mean, what's-her-names has to cut down on the minutes, Hart, and then the bench has to be reduced to no more than 8 players. If they can do that, I think we can still make a decent run.
But, Gil, how do you cut your bench down where you're only playing 3, but you're cutting minutes for your starters? You can't do both.
No. I mean, once Randle can get back.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. Yeah, Randle comes back. Then you'll see you'll see 3 guys off the bench at best. It'll be Deuce.
Yeah, Hart. I think the strength of them is Hart coming off the bench.
Yes.
Precious coming off the bench.
Yes.
And Deuce. What's the name?
Deuce McBride.
I wouldn't even. McBride would be out of the rotation to me, he's a spot-up shooter, but he has to be wide open.
Gil, you beeping at people? Gil, you beeping at people?
I'm just beeping at people. But McBride, to me, is I like his game, but come playoff time, he's going to get exploited because he's too small. And then, two, where his handle is decent enough for him to create his own shot and get to the basket, even if it's for a pull-up jump shot, he doesn't do that. So when come playoff time, he would have to be out the rotation. The person that I'm most disappointed in right now is Burks. No, Burke.
He was supposed,
in this trade, he was supposed to be the backup point guard. What he did for them in the early years, he was supposed to be the backup point guard. He's coming in the game now more looking to shoot threes instead of running the offense, or at least attempting to help run the offense. And that's my biggest disappointment in this team right now. I need them to get healthy, and then once he reduces the rotation and everybody gets back into their roles, if they come back healthy, this team is good enough because they play defense.
Yep, that's always important.
OG is real good. I like this guy's defensive game. He's a roamer. That's what we used to call him. Oh, he's a roamer. He plays his man, but he's long enough and swift enough to slide off and double team or play the pass. Like, that's why I like him.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Gil, it's – look, I would play Deuce. I would not play him in the playoffs. It's Bogdanovich that's given me reason to think – I don't know if he's going to be in the rotation. Shooting is terrible. His defense isn't very good. Like, he doesn't look right. So that's – like, he and Burke, that trade, you know, you thought, oh, it's giving the Knicks a lot of depth. I don't know. The guy – like, that – I can't – I'm not sure either one of those guys is giving me any reason to say these are guys are a lock to be in my rotation in the playoffs. Because you know Tibbs. He'll go seven, and at best, that eighth guy might play 5 minutes.
He's a OG. You had plenty of rest. You had 4 weeks off. Your leg should be fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Julius, you hurt your shoulder. Your leg should be fresh.
Yeah, yeah. Achiuwa will play if Mitchell Robinson isn't available. And if Mitchell Robinson's available – he'll probably play a little bit, but Achiuwa's going to play.
He might split, and it depends on the matchup, too.
Achiuwa's going to play, guys. He's good. Hart's going to come off the bench if Randle is back.
That's a byproduct of the injuries that we discovered Achiuwa can ball. We thought he was just good. Throwing. We didn't even – we were like, who? They got OG and some other dude.
Nigerian kid who grew up in the Bronx. His family moved to the Bronx when he was in eighth grade from Nigeria.
I am very happy to be here.
By the way, his brother, his name is, I think, God's Gift.
Oh, man.
Played for St. John's.
Bro, you got to live up to that one, bro.
Oh, do you know his siblings' names?
No.
Oh, I got to give them to you.
His mom was breathing greatness into him.
Love
this. Is it God's Gift and translated, or is God's Gift?
No. The name is literally one word, God's Gift. He actually has an he has the apostrophe in there too.
I'm not calling no grown ass man delicious, dog.
Is God's Will. Another is named Promise. Another is named Peace.
So hold on.
Grace.
No. Start over again. Okay. With the first one.
All right. So Precious is one.
Precious. So he was first. He's precious. Oh, look how beautiful.
Yeah. And then God's Gift, who was
I was going to have another one. What a gift from God.
God's Will.
Ooh, I ain't really going to have another baby, but, you know, this dude got some potent swimmers, but so I guess God wills be done.
Promise.
I promise, God, please don't let me get pregnant no more. I will raise this one right.
Come on.
I'll raise this one right. Come on, I promise. I ain't going to never do it no more.
Grace.
Accept the things that you can't, you know, control. Serenity prayer. Grace.
And then peace.
Peace, God. I ain't have no more. He got it cut. You know, we tried to wait on you.
Why are you doing this?
You ain't work out, so we just go in and clipped it. And peace. Peace, God.
Why are you doing this? Precious is a great guy, by the way, but he's really turned out to be a big piece of that trade from the Raptors. I mean, he's excellent, excellent player for Tom Thibodeau. All right, we'll continue with your calls at 800-919-3776. But coming up, we do have audio files, and we do have a little bit of controversy in Giants land about the Drew Lock signing, explanations and everything else as part of audio files. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Back then when I was growing up, I was fat as hell. They wasn't showing me love. Not a thing with a thing. They ain't saying was I ugly. They ain't chick different years. Now they saying is they
this,
love me.
Is this the Knicks theme for 2024? Yeah. Is that what we got? Okay.
Yeah, let Mike Jones could put it out there.
Okay. I can respect it. All right, we got calls, 800-919-3776. Hold it right there. We will get to you, and we will do that, of course, throughout the rest of the show. It is a Friday. We are going full buffet. But right now, Bart Scott, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
All right, first and foremost, do you know what today is?
Friday.
Yeah, it's March 15th. A year ago today, these words, the second greatest words ever uttered in Jets history, were said on the Pat McAfee Show.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
It was all good just
and
a year ago.
Four plays.
Think about, though, Bart, the summer.
Don't this do for
the anticipation,
Ozenba.
The hard knocks, the just how... We were so smitten, weren't we? We were so smitten. The honeymoon was amazing.
Well, he did everything right, man.
Yes, he did everything right. And then he got hurt, and then it was just nothing but pain and darkness.
Yeah, he had too much time in his hands.
And then by the end of the season, he started talking like not football anymore, and he started doing the stuff that gets people upset. And now there's a large portion of people in New York that went from loving him to hating him. And it's like, how do we get that back? How do we get back the magic of the honeymoon?
Just making him to
can just, we just go
get,
back
just get him through one regular season game.
Can't we just go back to Cancun? Can't we just go back? Just find the spark. Help me love you again. Like, it feels, doesn't it feel like it's amazing? That was a year ago.
It's gonna be like it's gonna be like Mario. Baby, I just don't get it. Do you deserve what's getting hurt? I know you see the makeup, the t-shirts, the lungs on the shirt.
Oh, my God.
Let me love you. Let me love you, A.A. Ryan. You should let me love you. Let us love you.
Please, somehow, some way. Cowboys fans won't want to hear this. So Derrick Henry signed with the Baltimore Ravens. If there's anybody that is the epitomizes Raven, it's obviously Derrick Henry. But if you're a Cowboys fan, you're like, he would have been a nice fit in Dallas, too, wouldn't he? As they moved on from Tony Pollard, you need a running back, and that guy would have been special. And in Dallas, they love their stars. But Derrick Henry tells us that he never heard from them.
Dallas didn't even, not at all. I don't really know what's going on over there. But, you know, they weren't in contention. Baltimore was showing the most interest, and, you know, somewhere I wanted to be. I was glad that we got it done, but Cowboys never called at all. That's why I stay in the offseason, kind of on the back end of my career. That's a great organization, and been a great opportunity, but I'm thankful that I ended up here in Baltimore, somewhere I wanted to be, somewhere that they wanted me here as well. Like, it's a perfect match, and I'm excited. This is an exciting time for me and my family, and just ready to get to work and earn the respect from everybody.
How do the Cowboys not even call?
Because they can't afford them. Bro, have you seen the bill, the number of money they got to potentially dole out?
They
had to go get Kendrick. They had to get Kendrick regardless, right?
They have a guy who's 5'8 playing running back right now.
No, but understand, like, they probably draft the kid from Texas that's a baller. And they still can go out there and then go out for $3 million dollars and go get J.K. Dobbins, who's 25 years old, coming off the Achilles injury.
Okay. I hope they have a plan. We'll see it.
They
we
do.
We shall see.
The plan is $35 million for Michael Parsons,
okay.
$30 million a year for CeeDee Lamb, okay. $60 million for Dak, and they're hoping that they can re-sign Tyron Smith.
Okay.
If his market doesn't swell up.
You say so, right. You say so. Meanwhile, with the Giants, this has been a very interesting story. They signed Drew Lock. It was 1 year, $5 million deal. And we're like, all right, so that's going to be your answer behind Daniel Jones. But then John Schneider goes on with radio in Seattle. He's, of course, the Seahawks general manager. And he was asked how they lost Drew Lock. And this is what he said.
They basically sold him on the opportunity to compete to be a starter. He felt like it was the right opportunity. He looked at Baker Mayfield's opportunity last year and felt that this could be something similar. And so he made a career decision, and we're rooting for him. He's a great person.
The Giants promised him the opportunity to compete for the starting job with Daniel Jones, which, of course, we're going to buy into because Rich Eisen told us that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones. That's what he heard, right? So you're bringing in Drew Lock to compete for the start. Now, Paul Schwartz writes for the New York Post. He's a terrific writer. He has a column this morning in the Post that completely debunks this whole thing. He said that never happened. The Giants never promised him that. But Drew Lock also spoke with the media, and he explained his situation when asked who he expects will start for the Giants.
Daniel Jones is the starter of this team, and that's been conveyed to me. Now I need to come in and push Daniel to be the best he can be, and that's the role that I've played for Geno. That's the role that I played for Teddy. That's the role that Brett Rypien played for me when I was a starter in Denver. I've had both sides of this. I've been the guy to push a starter, and I've been the starter that's being pushed by the backups. It's all about making that room as best it can be, and if we do that, you know, sky's the limit for this team.
Interesting, right? Now, he was asked what he thought of what Schneider was saying, because what Schneider also said in that interview was Drew Lock is viewing going to the Giants like Baker Mayfield going to Tampa. It's an opportunity to win the starting job, which is what Baker did, and he got himself a big contract. So here's Drew Lock on that whole situation.
No, Baker Mayfield is a heck of a football player. We're good friends with the Bake Show, me and my wife and his wife. I like talking about Baker, but I did not have a talk with John about Baker.
The Schneider was convinced that Lock left because the Giants promised him the ability to start, and that Drew Lock then told Schneider that it's the same scenario as Baker going to Tampa. It's an opportunity to win a starting job and solidify myself as a starter in this league. But now Drew is saying that's not true, and Paul Schwartz is saying that never happened. But what should we believe here, Bart?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. I think they did lure him there. And hey, you'll come here. You have every opportunity to start. Daniel Jones coming off injury. We want you to come here and push him. And, you know, who knows what our future is at the quarterback position.
I mean, that's probably what it was, right?
Yeah, more than less. Hey, this guy's not going to be here next year. So if I come here and play I get my opportunities.
Like, don't you tell everyone, if you outplay him, you'll have a chance to start.
I'm sure Russell Wilson beating out Matt Flynn is an example of that.
Last but not least, Jason Kelce on his New Heights podcast, a little bittersweet about Saquon Barkley signing with the Eagles. Why?
Social media has been nonstop saying, Jason, you sure you want to retire? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty positive, even though a little bit upset how we waited till I retired to make a move like this. This is what I'm regretting. I knew when I retired that I was going to miss just an outstanding season for the Philadelphia Eagles, and it sucks. It really does. I want to be a part of this so bad. I wish I could, but it doesn't suck in the way that I get to still, like, hey, I'm a Philadelphian. I get to watch it and celebrate it just like everybody else, so I'm excited for that.
So I thought maybe he'd think about it, but he's not.
The ink's not even dry, bro.
He's not.
Like, bro, the ink's not dry. You can come back. It's all good. They'll take you with open arms.
No, but you can finally beat
your brother.
You've said it. Once your brain tells you you're retired, you're retired.
Yeah, right? But his brain told me he was retired 2 weeks ago. It's a difference. It ain't like it's been a season. Like, hey, like, bro, you still can lift weights. It's guys that play football that ain't even started working out yet.
All right, that's Audio Files, 800-919-3776. Your thoughts on Drew Lock, Giants fans, and this whole situation? I mean, it seems like the Giants don't want to make this a big controversy, but it's going to be. And Schneider just, like, let it out of the bag already by letting you know maybe what the intentions are. I mean, come on. If Rich Eisen is saying what he said about how the Giants are done with Daniel Jones, and then Schneider is saying what he said about how Lock is going to the Giants because they told him he could compete for the starting job, and that he sees it as a Baker Mayfield-type situation, right? Like, again, why are these guys making this stuff up? They're not. So what is the real story here? And if you're a Giants fan, how do you feel about it? And then I got to ask another thing, too, when it comes to the Giants. And we'll get all this stuff going in the Power Hour as well. Saquon Barkley, there's been this thing about how he has to – when is he sending his letter to Giants fans? When is he saying thank you? When is he doing – since when did this become a thing that you now have to do?
You say F
as an athlete.
Hate all y'all, mother. Like, ungrateful. I'm pending cases on all you ungrateful.
Exactly. I need to know, like, why is this important to you as a fan? All right, so plenty more to get to. Your calls, we'll keep them ready to go at 800-919-3776. But, hey, the FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types that include quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Allen and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so final Power Hour of the week coming up in just a few moments. Get the call stacked, racked, and ready to go at 800-919-3776. Do want to remind you that Weezer is coming to Madison Square Garden on Wednesday, September 11th for their Voyage to the Blue Planet tour. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest and submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And if you win, you can sit with Tom Bauer. Right, Tom? You're going to this concert, I'm sure. Big Weezer fan that you are.
Huge Weezer fan.
Yeah, gigantic. You fit right in. Go to that concert with Tom, you are going to score that night, 100%.
Tom, what type of action be in that crowd, though, Tom? You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, explain to Bart, Tom.
Yeah,
come
explain,
on.
Explain,
let him
know. What I'm saying? I need to know. You know, let a brother know. Let the listeners know if they need to pull up.
I don't feel comfortable getting into this right now.
So he doesn't want to share. See, that's what
Tom,
I like about
you're
Tom.
Selfish, man.
Tom
Listen,
doesn't want you to
Tom,
know
we are
because
a team.
He knows.
Tom, we have let you into the team, man.
If I
it's
let
a group
you,
activity,
see, here's, Tom, here's Tom's attitude. If I let you know the type of, like, first of all, like, there's, like, you know, Tom, the nerdy and curvy types? Like, you like them too, don't you, Bart?
I'm just saying.
There's
like
something,
Tom,
there's something
like,
special about nerdy and curvy. And
Tom,
I think
let
Tom
us,
knows.
Let us know when
Weezer fans,
concert,
you get
Tom.
A lot of the nerdy and curvy types that you don't want to share them.
Listen, I appreciated Velma a whole lot when I
you
got
know,
older.
There you go. Yeah. A lot of Velmas at Weezer. A lot of Velmas.
Absolutely.
And Tom hey, doesn't want Bart to know because Tom knows if competition comes, now all of a sudden I got to start fighting some people. I don't want to do that.
If it's some Chicharras, boy.
Who?
Chitara from Thundercats.
Oh, okay.
Some Chicharras, bro. Everybody
else think he just glitched? Like it wasn't me, right?
Chitara. Oh, no, you're not the only one.
Oh, I heard that too.
Chitara.
Velma, I think, is more relatable to everyone.
Have you seen Chitara?
You can't even say it.
Look up Thundercats. Chikara.
I'd rather not. I'm pretty good with just going straight
Listen,
up.
Listen, ESPN can't mess
Velma
with you.
Velma in the Mystery Machine is all I'm thinking of right now.
Okay, Jake, you're a little young, right? Look up Chikara.
Oh, I don't even got to look. I know.
Thundercats. He already know. Thundercats. She had that Chikara because she had the cheetah stripes on the side of her bikini, baby. She can run faster than anybody. Thunder. Thundercats. Ho! Thunder, 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 Thundercat.
Okay. Are there any other...
I mean, Daffy Duck was, I mean, she, you know what I'm saying? She's swinging that that tail feather, baby. I think Nelly was inspired by that one. That's what he made to shake your tail feather. That don't was you about
mean,
Daffy
don't
Duck,
you mean,
baby.
Don't you mean Daisy?
Yeah.
Well, Daisy. Close enough.
I'm sure Daffy Duck was in the Looney Tunes.
No, no. It's so high ironic how Tom can jump in to correct me, but Tom won't jump in to tell us what type of action is in that crowd.
No, that was too good just as it was.
Daisy Duck.
That was too good just as it was.
Is it Daisy? Daisy Duck.
Yeah, it is Daisy. I mean, Daffy's the guy.
Okay, Daisy thick as peanut butter, man. I'm just saying.
Who was
I couldn't have been the only one that thought that.
Who was the blonde girl from Big Bang Theory?
Penny?
No.
Oh,
not Kaylee. I'm talking about the other one.
Oh, with the glasses. Oh.
Yeah.
Bernadette.
Yes, Bernadette.
Alan, were you a Chrissy or Jeanette of
Jeanette?
I mean, what's her name?
Janet.
Janet. were you a Janet or Chrissy fan?
Chrissy
or Suzanne Summers?
Suzanne Summers. Listen, man. Listen. First of all,
Janet. My wife had them high waist Jordan ass pants.
Okay, like
Janet had them Jordan ass jeans, baby.
Doesn't matter. Blonde blue eyes gets me every time. Every time. Okay. Just keep that. That's just the way it is.
Brunette, Demi Moore, it's a different, it hit different than them blondes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying you asked me for my choice.
Okay.
And that's
fair enough.
That was my choice. You asked me which one. Like, but
Tom,
but,
what about you, Tom?
Tell you what, you though. Kelly if you Bundy, went Marianne or Ginger.
Kelly. I got Tom. Kelly Bundy.
Ooh.
Or Lisa Villano.
To be honest, I don't know what either of them looks like.
Lisa, what?
You know what I'm talking about from Who's the Boss? All grown up on Trump.
Talking about Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. Yes. Alyssa Milano or Kelly Bundy. You don't know who Kelly Bundy is, Tom?
Yes, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You never seen Married with Children?
How dare
no,
you?
No, I'm 24 years old.
Google.
Oh my God,
go
I got
to the Google
hair.
Right now.
A chess hair.
The like funny thing is, though, is that Kelly Bundy was also in Anchorman.
Yes. So, come on, man. You never seen Anchorman, bro?
Okay, so I just Googled Kelly Bundy. I'd go for Kelly Bundy over Alyssa Milano.
You crazy as hell.
Now, you want to go really, really way
Tom,
back in time.
Crazy, son.
Go way back in time.
I can't even trust you.
And Bart, Ginger or Marianne?
Ginger, man. That red hair, man.
Really? See, I'm more Marianne in that one.
I guess red hair because I
feel like
wonder,
Ginger's so high maintenance, I'd be exhausted.
No, you're not. You got to put her in her damn place. Alan, come on, man. You a pushover?
No, but it's
a girl
it's
like that,
so
you gotta
high
put
maintenance.
Her in her place, huh? You got to put her in her place.
Mm.
Like, this, I don't know like... what you. I don't know what are these other dudes going is doing.
You know when Dubs cry. You know when he said, you know, she's never satisfied. Like that's yeah. I think of Ginger. Like just constantly annoying you. Constantly.
Alan. I thought you had the moose knuckle. She's supposed to be satisfied. Supposed to put her in her place. Like go in the corner, sit. Yes, Daddy. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to other cats. Like,
I'm
man,
talking
you,
about
you
the
get her,
constant.
How you get her acting like that, man?
Shopping, the constant. Got to do this, got to do that. Marianne's going to make your bed. She's going to make your breakfast.
Nah,
she's
nah,
going to just
bro.
Be there. Like Marianne is
bro,
like.
Bro, tell me this.
What?
Jesse or Kelly Kapowski?
Oh.
Jesse all day, every day.
Really?
Did you see her in that strip movie? She's
yeah,
a stripper.
Pretty
yeah.
good, but I'm more.
Man, you crazy. Jesse all day.
Man,
bro.
Kelly every time. Yeah.
Okay, I want you to look up Kelly. Jesse in that stripper movie.
No,
I know the movie.
On a company
yeah.
computer.
Yeah.
No, on a company computer, I want you to put explicit.
No. I won't be here Monday when you get back.
It's for Disney research.
Yeah, you. It
bro, Jesse, Brett, Jesse was, come on, man. Come on, man.
But I'll tell you what, though, if you're going to that show, you're going to Saved by the Bell, right?
Yeah.
I was more of a
Lisa
Turtle.
Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa did not age good. She don't look cute as an adult. No. You thought she was going to be fine as hell?
Yeah.
No bueno.
Interesting.
Lisa Turtle did not. Kelly Kapowski, Jesse turned out way better.
Yes. This turned out quite well. This is always a fun conversation for a Friday, isn't it?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.